For more than 30 years, I've worked alongside people who've navigating complexity, change, and growth. And my career's taken me from leading high-performance sales organizations within the IT sector to building and selling my own business before spending the past 16 years coaching and mentoring leaders across a wide range of industries. And throughout that journey, I have discovered that lasting success is really about acquiring more skills. It's about becoming a different kind of person. So many of the people I work with find themselves standing at a threshold. They may be stepping into leadership for the first time, or maybe they're moving from being a technical expert to a people manager. Maybe they're preparing for executive responsibilities, or simply they've recognized that the habits and beliefs that have brought them this far will not take them where they now want to go. My role is to help them cross that threshold with confidence. So I guess you could say I help people cross the threshold from who they have been to who they are capable of becoming. So whether this is stepping into leadership, navigating career transition, or searching for greater purpose, I work with people who know there is another chapter waiting to be written. And together we develop the awareness, the resilience, and confidence to move beyond old habits, help them embrace new possibilities, and create a life that's truly flourishing. My passion is helping people step beyond fear, old assumptions, and limiting beliefs to help them discover the leader, or indeed the person, that they always believed they were capable of becoming. And through coaching that's grounded in science, experience, and genuine human connection, I help people flourish, not just in their work, but across every aspect of their life. And this isn't just science fiction or theory. This is a journey that I've been, and I think every journey begins with a slight stirring, just an initial something. And there comes a moment in many of our lives when that something begins to shift. Maybe from the outside, life may appear successful. We've established fabulous careers. Our responsibilities are fulfilled. Could be by generating a successful business, raising a fabulous family, maybe going into later education. Somewhere beneath the surface, there's a quiet awareness, though, that despite all of these things, something no longer fits. It's difficult to explain. It's not failure. It's not dissatisfaction. It's a growing sense that the person who's brought us this far is not quite the person who will take us where we long to go. I've come to recognize this is actually standing at a threshold. And over the years, I've been privileged to walk alongside leaders, professionals, and individuals from many walks of life as they've navigated these moments of transition. Some have been stepping into leadership for the first time, others been redefining what success after decades of achievement actually looks like. And some have faced unexpected life events, while others have simply heard that quiet call, that rap, tap, tap, that there might be something more. So let me introduce you to the purpose of these podcasts. The conversations are not about coaching techniques or management theory. They're stories of courage, of uncertainty, of discovery, and of growth. They're about ordinary people, but I don't class any of them really as ordinary people. I believe they're all fabulous, fabulous humans. have had extraordinary journeys and will share within the conversations how they've moved from who they believed they had to be towards now who they've always been aspiring to become. Perhaps as you listen to them, you'll recognize something of your own journey. Perhaps you too have begun to sense that something's stirring. If so, you may already be standing at your own threshold. But wherever you are on your own journey, perhaps sit back, listen to the stories that my colleagues and peers share with us in these podcasts and see what stirs, what's becoming apparent for you. Are there similarities? The things that you'd love to do that never quite got around to doing? The things that you fear you may miss out on? If so, take a listen and maybe share with me where you would like to go. But regardless, let's listen to some fabulous, fabulous stories that have supported people's transitions over the last few years. Enjoy.